China's Huawei puts on a grand display at the world's biggest mobile tech show. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. Apart from a few lucky subscribers in Finland, Qatar and Estonia, most of us will get our first taste of 5G internet next year, 100 times faster than your current 4G connection. By 2024, it's estimated a whopping 22 billion gadgets will be connected to it. China's biggest tech company and major 5G provider, Huawei, is at the heart of a global battle over security concerns. Last August, Australia banned Huawei and China's ZTE from supplying 5G wireless equipment, citing national security. And President Trump has threatened a ban on Huawei in the US for the same reasons. Other countries are weighing up the risks. Meanwhile, the company itself is at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. It unveiled a new folding 5G phone, and it's using the meeting to boost its image. The BBC's Zoe Kleinman is there.
There's a really sort of strange feeling about the phone. It's got an enormous presence here at MWC. Its stand is like a small city. I went there earlier today and there were women standing waiting to welcome you, dressed in national dresses from around the world. It's sponsoring keynote events here. Everyone who's wearing a badge, which you have to wear to walk around the exhibition, has a Huawei label on it. So there's no getting away from this firm. And yesterday, on Sunday, it announced its folding phone device. The Mate X, which was greeted with whoops and cheers and excitement. There's a lot of interest in that device, even considering the price point, which is spectacularly high, lots of people are saying. But on the other hand, there's this real nervousness around the firm and all of these security issues that it's mired in that just won't go away. You know, Huawei's done everything, I think, to reassure people. It's even said, look, if any country wants to come and have a look around our factories in China, come and see the manufacturing process. You'll see that, you know, we're all above board. Now, whether anyone's taken them up on that, I don't know. But the nervousness and the headlines just keep on coming.
Now, of course, last week, the UK came out and said, look, we think these risks are manageable. And then you've got a big US delegation there at the Mobile World Congress. And I suppose they'll be putting some kind of a message across. Do we know if there's going to be any interaction between the two sides, Huawei and the US?
Here at Mobile World Congress, I would imagine there'll be a lot of lobbying going on behind closed doors. There's a whole floor in these vast exhibition halls that's dedicated to meeting rooms, and I'm absolutely certain that they will be going on. I think it's worth bearing in mind that the 5G infrastructure that Huawei's offering is already in place in lots of countries as they prepare for the launch of 5G later this year. And there aren't exactly millions of other companies lining up to offer replacements. There aren't many that make it. Ericsson and Nokia are two European firms that do. But, of course, they're more expensive. And I would imagine that nobody's in a great rush to start ripping out this infrastructure before it's even started and replacing it with more expensive kit.
Zoe Kleinman there. Let's do the numbers. Shares of Swiss pharmaceutical company Roche are sliding this morning after the company said it would buy Philadelphia-based Spark Therapeutics for just shy of $5 billion. That's a 122% premium to the company's closing price last week. Investors in the UK are watching ongoing Brexit negotiations after Prime Minister Theresa May said she'll hold another vote on her deal on March the 12th. That's just 17 days before Britain is scheduled to leave the EU. And global shares are rising on optimism for relief in the U.S.-China trade dispute. Indeed, stocks in China soared after President Donald Trump announced on Twitter he's delaying a March 1st deadline for more tariffs on Chinese imports. The BBC's Victoria Craig has more.
Chinese stocks surged after President Donald Trump tweeted that, quote, substantial progress had been made on alleviating the trade spat between the world's two biggest economies. The U.S. president said if more progress is made, he'll hold a summit concluding negotiations with Chinese President Xi Jinping at the Mar-a-Lago Resort in Palm Beach, Florida. The announcement on Twitter sent China's CSI 300, an index of companies listed in Shanghai and Shenzhen, up by 5.9% today. It's the best one-day gain in more than 3 years. Tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods to the U.S. had been expected to rise from 10 to 25% on Friday, but it's unclear what a postponed deadline would be, and Catherine Young, investment director at Fidelity, warns this likely isn't the end of the trade spat.
There's still a plethora of details that need to be highlighted and articulated and confirmed. I don't think investors should completely think that, you know, this is all over now, because we are still going to have volatility, both in terms of the market as well as the relationship between the U.S. and the Chinese over the longer term.
And while Gervais Williams, fund manager at Mitten Group, says while ultimately today's news is good news, there are larger headwinds for the global economy.
Overall, we've got a bigger headwind. You know, world growth is slowing. Chinese growth, which has driven growth so substantially for the last 10 years, is very much slower now. And going forward, I do think that markets are quite high. So from that point of view, we need to find ways to generate more return, and it's going to be more difficult going forward.
Speaking at the White House yesterday, President Trump said China has been, quote, terrific in the negotiations and that both countries want a mutually beneficial deal. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
Finally, a Kim Jong-un impersonator has been deported from Vietnam ahead of the real North Korean leader's meeting with President Trump in Hanoi later this week. Hong Kong resident Howard X staged a fake summit with Trump impersonator Russell White last week, and White will be permitted to stay, but he's been asked to stop appearing dressed like President Trump in public. In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report coming to you live from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.